Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. Today we're talking about, well, a question really. When does a speech begin? When does it begin? Now that might seem like a question with an obvious answer. It's when you open your mouth. And there's some truth in that. But there are some other things to consider, because if we're going to be effective at persuading people, we need to bear in mind that people start having an opinion about us even before we've opened our mouths. Now, on one level, of course, in public speaking, this doesn't really matter. For Jesus, for example, he didn't care what people thought about him, in the sense that it did not affect who he was or his message. In John chapter 2, Jesus, it says, would not entrust himself to them, verse 24, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. So he wasn't going to be affected by what other people thought. However, if we're going to be effective at persuading people, it is helpful to use some wisdom in the way that we talk and the way that we act, even before we start to speak. Jesus did say this too in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. As innocent as doves in that what we say and our convictions must not change depending on the people we're speaking to, but shrewd in the sense of understanding human nature and how best to communicate the truth, the powerful things that God has given us to teach people. So, some things to think about. Four stages. Firstly, preparation. Preparation is important in terms of understanding who you're speaking to and what they may already know about you. If you're a visiting speaker, especially, I would suggest that you try and make sure that the people you're speaking to, perhaps a church somewhere else, understands who you are, where you're coming from, what your background is. Perhaps some announcements have been made or some literature published, perhaps on a newsletter, on a website about who you are. This helps because if people understand who's coming to speak, it means that there's already been a little bit of an introduction. You already, in some senses, have a relationship with the people you're speaking to. Try to make sure the information disseminated about you is accurate. I have been introduced in various places as somebody with three children when I, in fact, have two. I've also been introduced as someone with a degree in theology, a master's in theology, and I think somewhere it was said I had a PhD. That's not entirely accurate. And on one level it doesn't matter, but on another it does, because I want the truth to be said, so there's no comeback in terms of credibility or accusations of not only inaccuracy but dishonesty. So try to make sure that the information is accurate. And if you can help people to understand who you are, it will make a big difference to the effectiveness of your message. If people don't know you, if you are a visiting speaker, then bear in mind that your conduct once you arrive at the venue is even more significant, because they're curious about you from the very moment they first see you. If you're well known to a congregation, perhaps it's your home congregation, then that's less significant. But still, visitors that come to church, friends that come along, are going to see you for the first time, and they also are going to be very curious. So preparation is number one. Number two, arriving. Arriving at the venue. The speech kind of begins from the moment we park our car, walk into the venue, and the first person that we will be speaking to sees us. Therefore, the way that we are, our friendliness, the way we're engaging is very important. Not to be put on as something that's fake, but to be alert to the fact that we are now in the presence of people to whom we will be speaking. So that matters once we're in the door. And one tip I would suggest when you arrive somewhere, especially if you don't know people, is begin asking questions. Rather than, here I am, this is me, this is where I've come from, this is what I've come to talk about. When you're beginning to interact with people, ask questions. How long have you been here? Are you a member of this church? How did you become a member of the church? What are you looking forward to today? Have you heard what I'm speaking about? Are you interested in the topic? Questions help because A, they build a connection with the people you're speaking to, but B, you may learn some things about the group you're going to be speaking to that may help enrich what you're going to say. So that's arriving. Then thirdly, standing. In other words, getting from the seat up to the place from which you will be speaking, a lectern, a podium of some kind, whatever it may be. Moving from the seat to the place where you will be standing is very important. Now, this is not a lesson about how to walk. I think we know how to put one leg in front of the other. That's not the point here. It's more about knowing where you're going. Don't suddenly get up and unprepared and root through your bag and grab all your bits and your glasses and then shuffle over to the lectern as if you're surprised you're speaking. Move there with a sense of deliberation. Go there purposefully. Know which mic you'll be speaking into. Rather, if you've got three mics up there, which is the one? Know how to advance the PowerPoint, the audiovisual, if you're going to be using it. Whether it's one of these nice little things, make sure you've got it before you arrive at the lectern, if you possibly can. If you're using perhaps your own iPad to control things, make sure you've got it ready, set up, ready to go, so there are no surprises there, shuffling things around. Know where to put your stuff, a Bible, a notepad, check it out beforehand, knowing where things are going to go, so that, bottom line, there's no distractions. It's okay if there's an accident, we trip over, we knock things over. This happens from time to time. It's more about the things that we could avoid that will distract people from then being able to hear what we're about to say. So look ahead, don't look down as you're walking, look ahead. And then once we're standing there, the next stage is actually speaking. So this is only the fourth part. There's preparing, there's arriving, there's standing, and then there's speaking. And how do we begin? Well, that matters, doesn't it? To me, the best thing is to, once we've settled things on where we're putting them, is to look up, look at the group, smile, and then deliver your first line, which you've prepared. Not a, I'm here now, and good morning, good afternoon, it's nice to be here. It means nothing. In fact, it can turn people off listening because you're saying something bland. And if the first thing you say is bland, it may indicate the rest of what you're going to say is bland where a listener is concerned. So something pithy, something meaningful, something perhaps connected with to your relationship with the group, the person who invited you, or something connected with your topic that's meaningful and will grip the attention of those to whom you are speaking. So, four stages. I hope that's helpful. Let me know what you think. This is not about looking impressive. It's about looking like you mean business. That's all it is. And from the beginning, not halfway through your lesson, not 5 minutes into your introduction, but from the moment you drive in or you walk in and you walk up to that lectern and you open your mouth, We mean business. This is serious stuff. It's exciting, it's fun, but it is serious, and it behoves us to think through how we begin a speech, how we begin a lesson, how we begin a sermon, and understanding that often the beginning of that lesson is earlier than we might think. So tell me what you think. What do you think is important about this? Have I overstated the case? Have you got any other comments or suggestions for people? Please email me. You can drop me a line at mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. One last thing. If you like these teaching tips, then please do subscribe. Click on the subscribe button and tell your friends about them. Let's spread the word and let as many people know as possible so that we can all grow in our ability to speak. There is no such thing as the perfect speaker, but we can all learn and grow, and we can help each other do that very thing. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.